Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala said, man's love of this life is known, is shown in the way he greets people. A very, very important statement. Man's life for the love of this world is known, is shown in the way he greets people. Example, what he means. You see a person who's poor, poor peasant, lives a life of poverty, but he loves Allah Ta'ala. He loves Allah Ta'ala. This person, the majority of people do not want to sit with him, do not want to greet him, do not want to accompany him, do not want to even know about him. They consider him as filth. Yet in the sight of Allah, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. This person could be the highest status in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. They're so scared of meeting this person due to their fear of him passing poverty to them. The other side, a rich person, nice suit, tie, cleanly shaven, owns a couple houses in Africa, in Lebanon, in Syria, a couple on the huge mountain on top where you can see the whole world. He has a couple of aeroplanes, beautiful tie and suit. Towards him, the people are how? If he enters a room, what's the name coming? They'll stand up for him. Big smiling faces. Stand up straight away. Big smiling faces. And they'll compete against each other to greet him and shake his hand. And yet, this person does not know what prayer means. And he, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, might not be worth the wind of a mosquito. Yet people elevate him. Just like a person coming for the hand of a girl in marriage to a lot of parents. Disease. It's a disease. Wallahi, a disease. When you go and seek a lady's hand, the first thing they look at, the majority. Oh, is he a doctor? Is he a professor? Has he got a business? Does he own his own place? If yes, al-ra'as wal-ayn. On my head I'll put you. Oh, he's only a sheikh. He's got nothing, you know, he does his teach, or he does his this, just prostrate day and night, that's his life. She's too young. Not ready, she hasn't finished her university degree. The other one, they'll take her out of sixth class and marry her off. Oh, he's going to become rich out of it, you know, he can't wait. It's a disease, a disease. A disease, wallahi, an epidemic. This is the reality that we are living in. Al-haakum al-takathur. The mutual rivalry of piling up of worldly things, that's all they're concerned about. Yahya ibn Mu'adh, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, oh, how poor is man. How poor is man. If his fear for hellfire was as strong or at a degree as his fear of poverty, he would enter paradise. Our great predecessor mentioned that beware of the life of this world, for indeed its magic is more effective than that of Harut wa Marut. For indeed the two latter, Harut wa Marut, separate a man from his wife, while the love or the magic of this world separates the man from his Rabb. A poet said, seek nothing in this world except contentment. Except contentment. Say Alhamdulillah. Seek nothing from this world except contentment. For in there, therein is the comfort and bliss for the body. Then he says, consider a man who possesses the whole world, the whole earth, and all that it contains. Can he take in his grave with him more than a shroud and cotton? Can he take into his grave with him more than a shroud and cotton? SubhanAllah, what a beautiful saying. This is our reality, no matter how much you possess. That's all you're taking with you in that grave, your real home. Nothing but a shroud and cotton. That's all you're taking with you. And those that have that much money, like the whole world, it's hard for them to die. They don't want to die. And at on their deathbeds, all they're worried about is their money. They're thinking, oh, I'm going to leave this behind me. Umar ibn Abdullah, when he used to go stand on the pulpit on the minbar, used to say, many of people saw the day, the beginning of it, but did not live to the end of it. Many expected to see morning, but they slept and died. Young, old, no age limit. If only man knew, he says, their appointed time and how they will come to pass away from this world, he would have detested his material life, or loving or nursing the love of the material life, and went back to his creator. Because if we knew when we are going to die, we will think of nothing but to increase our love towards Allah and our obedience towards Allah. But because man is heedless, the shaitan works and works and works. He makes him forget about the one that created him.